speaker and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cue.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Shall not be in friend, shall not be in friend, shall not be in friend. Shall not be in friend. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Rolling into the second hour on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. Battle Cop has teamed up with me at Lock and Load to offer you a very, very appealing promotion. And this is the way it would work. Go to the Brian Terry Foundation webpage and make a $100 contribution. Then take that... Well, before you do that, go to battlecomp.com and figure out which battle cop you need for the long gun that you're wanting to put on, put this piece of kit on. Then go to Brian Terry Foundation, make the $100 donation. Then take that receipt you get from the $100 donation and email that to me at bill@lockandloadradio.com. Along with that, send your address and which battle comp you're looking for. Then I forward that to John Stankiewicz at Battle Comp. John gets that, gets the battle comp for you, puts my logo on it. There's 19 of these left, 19 out of 25. We've sold six. There are six gone. There's been six donations. Let's put it that way. What John is looking for is $2,500 to go to the Brian Terry Foundation. That's what he wants. And you'll get a battle comp. There's going to be one of 25. I don't know if it's going to be any more valuable. As a matter of fact, I sort of doubt it. But what it will do is it's going to change the characteristic of your gun, the way it fires, the way it feels, the felt recoil. And it's at the end of the day, it's a tax-deductible contribution. You don't have to pay anything for it. So show Battle Comp, show Brian Terry Foundation, show them what you're made of. Coming from ABC.com, back in January, they said former ATF Assistant Director Bouchard said crooks have easy access to cheap stolen guns on the street. I think it might, Kansas farmer. I think it might. I'll find out. I think the BABC battle comp would work out on there. Director Bouchard said if you talk to any criminal, they can find a gun within an hour or two. Cheaper guns that were stolen can be sold for $50. On the street, a typical good handgun will run you $200 to $300. The problem with that deal, the transaction is illegal. A bad guy could go to jail for that sort of thing. Enter the Boston Police Department. The first week of Boston's gun buyback program has led to the recovery of 136 firearms, including 129 pistols, the type of firearms most likely to be used in a crime, the police said, even though they call for an assault weapons ban. They'll get out there and tell you that part. Police Sergeant Michael McCarthy said the guns had been handed over to the police in nearly every neighborhood by people of a wide variety of ages. We have had just about every type of community member bringing them in, including gangbangers, drug addicts, thugs, and other forms of lowlife looking to make a quick, no-questions-asked buck and maybe hide a crime or two. let me add that part. Second part of his quote, and in just about every location, we had somebody turning them in. Provided the target market can read, BostonGlobe.com provides details. Under the $125,000 piece for peace program, people are allowed to turn in firearms to police anonymously at drop-off points around the city in return for a $200 Visa cash card. He said that each of the 136 weapons surrendered was tested and was proven to be an operating firearm. Under the buyback rules, weapons are tested against ballistic evidence collected at other crime scenes, and if there is a match piece, police will launch an investigation. Okay, so they're not making it easy for criminals. That's nice. I'm glad I'm wrong about that. McCarthy said about a third of the recovered firearms had been tested so far. None of those had been matched to existing forensic evidence. They're going to launch an investigation, but they're not going to know who turned them in. So even though they're not destroying them without ballistically testing the guns, they don't know who turned them in. So it's sort of messed up. Nor that, you know, the same kind of sense is made for the Boston Police Athletic League, the City of Boston Credit Union, and the Boston Police Runners Club to match or beat the street price for stolen guns, encouraging criminals to steal guns for a fast, no-hassle sale to the man. And there goes your... and thus begins your black market. In the meantime, they spent $125,000 on something that they call a buyback, which, you know, semantically with good grammar, in order to buy back something, you would have first to have sold something to somebody. But they're considering these weapons surrendered in the gun buyback, and they're running this little thing. And it's interesting that the police chief says that handguns are the ones that are most used about in crime, but they all want to have assault weapon bans. They all want to call semi-automatic rifles assault weapons. It has to make you wonder. Now, I talked about the FBI in Waco. And recently, they have acquired an ex-Army recruit who was inspired by Fort Hood and has launched a jihad. And this is not being perceived as a threat somehow. He's not being considered an immediate threat by the FBI, even though the agency said he told friends he planned a Fort Hood-inspired jihad against fellow soldiers and warned it was imminent. Fox News reported yesterday that the FBI was searching for a recent Army recruit known as Booker, also known as Muhammad Abdullah Hassan, after obtaining an alert based on FBI intelligence and provided by the agency's Kansas City division. The alert, which the FBI sent to the U.S. Marine Corps, local police departments, and other law enforcement agencies, was titled Planned Fort Hood-Inspired Jihad Against U.S. Soldiers by Army Recruit, and said Hassan had warned his jihad was imminent. Yesterday, now remember Fort Hood, Major Abdul Nissan killed 13 people and wounded 30 more. Despite that reference, the FBI downplayed the threat yesterday and said it was not hunting for the man. FBI spokesman said, "We have interviewed this individual. This is not a manhunt, never was one. There is no imminent threat to public safety, nor should the public be concerned that this threat exists from an individual at large. Now, why is this important? This is important because you're being spied on right now. We definitely know that, you know, the NSA has been collecting metadata on you. And now here we have these guys, the FBI, with a guy who's telegraphing a threat. And they have interviewed him, and they have deemed him not a threat. Now, what if he goes to critical mass? Are they keeping tabs on him? Is this going to be as good as the alerts they gave out for the non-existent alerts for the Sarnia brothers? We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
From Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. Why did this go back to the top? That's not supposed to happen. This is one of those days. Technology is not my friend. I can't even show the LVOA on camera today. In Detroit, Justifiable homicide is up. Fatal self-defense shootings are up. Crime is down. Tuesday morning, March 25th, two young men trying to break into a home on Detroit's west side woke the homeowner who went outside to investigate. That confrontation led to a fight during which the homeowner drew a sidearm in self-defense and killed both attackers. So far this year, there are 10 that have been dispatched in the name of self-defense. 25 was recorded in the city in 2012. I guess they're sort of on track to exceed that. As justifiable homicides, yes, we can. Yes, we can. We most certainly can. As a matter of fact, I'll look into that this show. We'll see what we can do about that. As justifiable homicide is going up, I understand. As justifiable homicide is going up in Detroit, crime is going down. Just as new police chief James Craig noted back in January at a press conference following the most recent self-defense shooting, he stated, "It does appear that more and more Detroiters are becoming empowered. More and more Detroiters are getting sick of the violence. I know of no other place where I've seen the number of justifiable homicide. People who are faced with a dangerous situation are taking matters into their own hands. We're not advocating violence. We are advocates of not being victims. We're advocates of self-protection. We want people to be safe. This should be a message to those who continue to perpetrate violence on Detroiters that enough is enough. Detroiters are fed up and they are taking action," which is about as plain as it can be put. Craig is a 35-year veteran of law enforcement. He started his career in Detroit as a beat cop, moved to Los Angeles, then to Portland, Maine, on to Cincinnati, and then back to Detroit as the chief of police. He took office last June, and he announced his intention to do something about Detroit's spiraling crime rate. He stated, "No longer will we stand idly by as criminals run rampant and the good citizens are held captive in their own homes. Gone are the days that a citizen calls 911 and there is no response. Gone are the days that a citizen comes to a precinct only to find the doors are locked. We have taken an oath to protect our citizens, and protect them is what we will do." You know, Detroit's in bankruptcy, and they probably have had a big cutback in personnel as well. And this, you know, this police chief, Craig, he got out there and he did exactly what he needed to do. Exactly what he needed to do. And he's a police chief. Now, most of the time when you see a law enforcement official doing that, that's a sheriff because he can't get fired. Police chief did it. He has kept his promise. January 3rd, he reported that criminal homicide had dropped by 14% and that violent crime had dropped 7%. When he was asked if he knew of any instances of the so-called knockout game in Detroit, Craig raised some hackles with his answer. He said, "I think, folks, the people who would engage in that foolishness probably know that there are a number of CPL, concealed pistol license holders, running around the streets of Detroit. They probably will decide that's not a real good idea." When pressed on the issue of a concealed pistol license being granted to Detroiters, he responded, "I think it's a deterrent. Good Americans with CPLs translates into crime reduction, too. I learned that very quickly in the state of Maine, where there are a lot of CPL holders." Last month, he was in the spotlight after another attempted home invasion was thwarted by an armed homeowner, leading to the death of a suspect. In an interview with WDIV-TV, he said, "A lot of good Detroiters are fed up. That the message should be, people are going to protect themselves. If you are confronted with an immediate threat to your safety, you're not going to have time to dial 911. It becomes an issue of the threat is here. I have to respond to the threat." And then he spoke directly to anyone considering breaking and entering. He said, suspects in Detroit need to worry about a couple of things. You've got to worry about a police department that's going to aggressively find you when you commit an act of violence. And you've got to also worry about the good Detroiters who are not going to put up with your violence. I like this guy. I just like him. It's getting down. It's trickling down to the officers in the street. When a homeowner heard glass breaking in a window in his home a little after noon on Thursday, March the 6th, he ran around to his driveway to confront the suspect. During that confrontation, the homeowner drew his firearm and killed him. Following the incident, Deputy Chief Rodney Johnson said, "This is a message to criminals. Stop coming into people's homes unannounced and uninvited. Crime no longer pays in the city of Detroit." Last week, Craig was challenged over his statements that responsible Detroiters should arm and defend themselves by a local resident, Sandra Hines. At the Board of Police Commissioners meeting, she complained that Craig's position could lead to vigilantism. Craig responded, "I did in fact say that good Americans, good Detroiters, if responsible, could get CPLs and that it could, emphasis on the word could, be a deterrent to violent crime. I said that because of my experience in four cities. Having seen good Americans and good Detroiters that have CCW and what effect it has had on deterrent crime. In fact, there has been research by the Department of Justice and some scholars that armed citizens, good citizens, can have a deterring effect on violent crime. I do not condone vigilantism. I don't support individuals arming themselves and doing the work of police officers. Police officers are trained to enforce the law. I do see that a concealed weapon is an opportunity for self-protection only, not to go out and enforce the law." None of these shootings in Detroit have been the result of vigilantism. Nobody's going out and looking for this. These are just ordinary homeowners defending themselves. In the beginning, when he said this, he said that carrying a concealed weapon could reduce crime. Now, he can quite honestly say people carrying concealed weapons has reduced crime. So, and he makes a very good point. He is not advocating for violence. He is advocating for not being a victim. And there's a clear distinction between those two. There is no high ground to being a victim. There's no high ground to saying, "Well, I didn't perpetrate violence upon the, you know, badly deluded, misguided attacker on that attacked me and beat me with that brick, but I did not visit violence upon him." There's no moral high ground there. I would rather go into shock after shooting somebody. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. Sometimes when you're trying to do the right thing, you can survive even after you do everything wrong. And that's always a good day. Now, let me give you a, this is not a hypothetical, this really happened. But let me put out the situation for you. Your neighbor runs to your house claiming that three men have broken into her home and that there are no other people left in the home. Generally, it's going to be a much smarter idea for you to stay in your home with your neighbor as law enforcement responds to it. Now, if you decide to go the other way, if you decide to get proactive, you're going to be walking out against an unknown number of criminals without knowing if they are armed or precisely where they are. And that's just about the worst decision you can make. Other than going outside wearing a red Star Trek shirt and carrying an empty gun. Now, in the case of this incident, He was carrying one without one in the chamber. About 9:45 p.m., Muskegee police responded to a call of burglary with shots fired at the 100 block of Geneva Street. Kyle Flood, 30, told police his neighbor, Dana Lewis, 46, knocked on his door and told police three men were burglarizing her home. She told Flood she escaped the home and needed help. Flood told police he went inside his home and retrieved a semi-automatic pistol and stepped back outside where he saw the three men outside Lewis's home. Flood told the men to leave. When the three men instead approached Flood, he told police he cocked his firearm and again told them to leave. Flood told police one of the men came toward him in an aggressive manner, and because he feared for his safety, he fired one shot at the man's chest. All three suspects fled southbound from the home. The man shot was found a short time later in an alley near the home and was brought to East Star Hospital with one gunshot wound in his chest. About 5 a.m., the suspect died in hospital care, police said. Initial investigation shows Flood acted in self-defense, police said. Evidence will be submitted to the DA's office for a final review. Mr. Flood is very lucky that he's not the one sporting a nice new toe tag after making just about every tactical mistake available, possible. He's also very fortunate that the prosecutor's office doesn't decide to make an example out of him for leaving his home and instigating the confrontation, which is what prosecutors would claim and have claimed in similar circumstances. In many areas where anti-gun prosecutors would view leaving his home with a gun and yelling at suspects as vigilantism, the family of the dead suspect, who hasn't been identified, could also potentially bring a costly lawsuit against Flood. It's really not it's really not a good idea. If you're in a position of safety, I carry very nice guns with me, very highly developed guns, and I have trained with them, and I think I'm on par with them technologically as far as my capability. And knowing all of that, and training tactically, and having done tactical things, I'm not going to, you know, if I've got, now if, in the case of this lady, if she'd had children in the home, then you really have no choice. You really have no choice. But at that point, he had her, and she was protected by him. He did not have to go out there and confront these guys. And he was 3-1. Stay inside and protect your terrified neighbor. Don't go outside to deal with something that you don't have to deal with. Self-defense is exactly that. It is self-defense. Yes, they did walk up on him after he told him to stop. Leave. Well, they're criminals. They're not going to do that. So, as a rule, if your neighbor, your family, if you've got them in a position to be protected by you, don't go forth. Don't go outside. Stay inside. Call the police. Let them come and do their job. With the ascension of all of these new gun buyers flooding the market nowadays, a lot of newspapers are trying to be proactive and give advice on things like how to choose a handgun. Now, you can expect things like the Washington Post and the New York Times. They're going to go one way on handguns. They're not recommending any handgun. But coming from where it's at, you would think that they... at least somebody somebody would know what they're talking about. This coming from Wyoming's largest print newspaper, the Casper Star Tribune. They wrote an article, How to Choose a Handgun. And it goes, how to choose a handgun. Whether you are new to the firearms market or an experienced collector, choosing a handgun takes consideration and time. Talking to other merchants and gun owners will give you up-to-the-date information about the latest models. You might also get some good insights into different brands and models. Being informed is essential for responsible gun ownership. Most merchants, you go into a gun store. Let's see, what's the latest thing out there? Let's say the IWI Tavor. Okay, that's the hot thing in the 5.56 market right now. Nine times out of ten, if you go into the gun store and you ask anybody behind the counter, except maybe the if there's an instructor in the house, this is a new gun for sale, so they haven't fired it. What do you think of the Tavor? I have no idea. You're not going to get up-to-the-date information with these guys. And it gets worse with big-box retailers, Academy Sports, Cabela's. There's just too much stuff out there for them to consider. The purpose of gun stores or gun departments in larger stores isn't to serve as a testing ground for the latest and greatest toy, but to move the greatest amount of product possible. And it would be the same thing if they were selling tires or, jackets or whatever. To move guns, you sell those guns that more consumers will be aware of and trust, and that typically occurs with guns that have been in the market for at least 2 years. Recalls of firearms are very common among early adopters, and most gun stores tend to stick to proven models to avoid customer service headaches. When Glock came out, the first generation of Glock, the magazines were polymer all the way through, no steel inserts. So when you would load the magazine and stick the magazine into the weapon, guess what? When you push the magazine release, the magazine just sat there because the rounds would make the magazine expand. You could grab it with both hands and yank it out of there if you needed to. But they were not designed to drop free unless they were empty. And even with empty, there's not a whole lot of drop in it that you might be able to shake it a little bit and slide it. So the early adopters on that probably led to what brought about the second generation of Glock. The very best advice on the new models to begin with is wait a year and see what happens with them. Wait a year and see what happens with them. Case in point, the Remington 51. A lot of things out there about that particular firearm that debuted at SHOT Show. They had another section, and we'll get back to that. We'll get to that in the next segment. But their next section is somewhat innocuous. It's filled with relatively harmless generalizations. But the section following that verges on negligence for all the half truths and flat out false statements that it contained. So we'll continue this when we get back. Oh yeah, we will. And I'll sit here. I just wish I could hold it up and show. And I'll give a little short oratory on it when we get to, when we go into the next hour. Maybe joined by somebody from Ford Survival Supply in the third hour, Jimmy C. We will see if he shows up. I'm going to try to contact him during the break. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
When my church runs me out of town.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship in a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking about some really bad gun advice that was given out by a newspaper in Wyoming. Then they get to their section, other things to consider. Along with size and caliber, there are other things to keep in mind. Two types of handguns, the automatic and the revolver. Automatics are more modern and usually come in smaller calibers known as auto calibers. Really? Since they are typically clip-fed, automatics are more complicated. They can also be slightly more difficult to clean and operate, but they are fast to fire and easy to reload. Some younger or weaker shooters have difficulties operating the slide, which is necessary to load the gun. In these cases, a revolver may be a better choice. That's just a whole bunch of fail. That whole paragraph is a whole bunch of fail. These are semi-automatics, to begin with, if you want to be semantically correct. I don't really know that they're more modern. You know, I'm sure the guys at Mauser would disagree with that, and I'm sure the guys at John Browning would disagree with it. I guess they're more modern in that it's turn of the century technology for the most part. Typically clip fed. This is just me picking on somebody for not knowing what they're talking about, though. Just the incorrect term. But here's the thing about this. They are more complicated, but with the right amount of training, they are no more hard to operate than any gun out there. And in some cases, it sort of seems like they're sort of steering them to revolvers. Revolvers are simpler and more traditional. They have been around a lot longer. They are a wide range of calibers, and they are easier to clean, but the firing speed and reload time is significantly reduced. Revolvers are great options for beginners. The beauty of a revolver is that when it is needed for self-defense, all that is needed to fire the gun is to pull the trigger, whereas automatics require more steps to prepare to fire. Do they sell Glocks anywhere, anybody? A Glock, the beauty of a Glock is it has the exact amount of safety and the exact amount of steps involved as a revolver if you have a round in the chamber, like you would, say, with a revolver. There's no safety, and you just pull the trigger. You dumb guys. Point-and-shoot accuracy is more important than sighted accuracy in an emergency situation. In self-defense situations, you're usually firing fast and instinctively, so it is good to have a gun that reflects your firing style. Train to put your sight on the target, please, because every round you send downrange in a self-defense situation, you own it. You and your lawyer own it. Okay? If somebody is laying on top of you and you can stick the gun to their hip or to their rib cage or whatever, you don't need to worry about sighting then. But, you know. Auto calibers, though. Auto calibers. Most of your auto calibers have a revolver equivalent as far as width of the round and everything else. 38 Special is about the same size as 9mm. The problem with the bigger calibers in a revolver, for example, like 357 Magnum and up, if you're going to have an issue with over-penetration with a 9mm, what do you think a really fast Magnum round is going to do? How do you think that's going to work out for you? Now, I was being asked in the chat room to talk about optics and choices of optics and of various types. So I'm going to share with you my limited experience with optics, okay? With optics, if you're just looking for a red dot, which is a simple holographic or electronic generated substitute for your steel sights, which you can zero in and everything else, there are three main brands out there in the market today. There is EOTech, which I have more than one example of. There's Aimpoint, which I have one of. And there is Trigicon, which makes the ACOG, various ACOGs out there. The ACOG is a magnified optic to begin with. And it is, of the three, the most cost prohibitive out there of the three main types that are fielded in the military. I've never run an ACOG. I know that they're standard issue, I think, with the Marine Corps now, if I'm not mistaken. But somebody was carrying a lot of them. Typically, they come with a 1-4 magnification. They do not require batteries. They all have a fiber optic on top of it that takes the light and charges the... So as far as an optic that you could run with that you never have to worry about needing batteries for, if you want to pay the $1,300 to $1,400 for an optic to go on your $1,000 rifle, that's the way to go. Aimpoint. Aimpoint has the very best battery life of any battery-operated optic out there. They make three, I think, 30-millimeter tubes that are various models of the comp, and then they make the excellent small micro dots, the T1 and the H1. I have an H1, and it is just bad. And the batteries, I don't even have to turn that off. The EOTech, the least expensive of the three. This is a holographic sight. The battery life isn't as good as the Aimpoint. It is easier to figure out how to run. And because it is holographic, typically when it is zeroed, wherever you put the holographic, even if you come offline, if you're not dead on looking at the optic, wherever the holographic is, that's where the round's going to go. So those are your three main brands. I'm going to get to them. There are other brands out there. They're the two biggest name brands that I know of that are at a lower price point that are pretty good quality are Lucid and Vortex. Lucid and Vortex both make a full body red dot, and they make a micro red dot. With Lucid, it's called the M7. I think with the Vortex, it's called the Spark. If the micro dot is your poison, there's a company out there called Primary Arms that makes a pretty good micro dot. But, I mean, you're getting what you're paying for. I think they're around $100, which is the lowest of all of them. For you guys looking at magnification, now, I'm not aware of the Vortex offerings, for example. I am aware of the Lucid offerings. They have one called the L5, and that is a hoss. That is a big, robust scope. You can hit targets at 1,000 yards with it, 600 yards to 1,000 yards if you take the time and work with it and figure out where your point of aim needs to be. You can hit them with it. And it comes in at around $450. And then with magnification, if you're looking for magnification at that point for $450, the sky is going to be the limit. We've got about 2 minutes left. Let's go to the phones. Ed in Kentucky. Yes, sir. Hello. Let's not then. optics are, it's really going to be a matter of, I'll give you an example. If you're like me and you're getting older and you have astigmatism, sometimes you're going to see something they call parallax or ghosting, where the optic image, you'll see like two images coming off at 45-degree angles, which are ghost images because of your eyesight. And I have found that the EOTech works better for me because there is no ghosting with an EOTech. I don't know why. Maybe it's because of the tube. There is no tube on an EOTech. The Aimpoint H1 works very well with me, but with that, you're paying through the nose. I mean, the optic is $500 and it doesn't even come with a mount. But it's very nice if you want to spend that much money on it. But let's go into the third hour. We will be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.